you will listen to a radio show, Living and Learning in Our Modern World. The reporter and a guest are talking about the Amish. There are two parts. You will hear each text twice. A. Listen to the reporter first. Find out if the statements are true or false. Mark the correct option.
Welcome to today's show. As always, at this time of the day, we'll have some special guests here. With today's program, we are going to start our new series, Living and Learning in Our Modern World. And for today's guests, we have Emma, who has grown up in an Amish community and has been educated in the Amish way of life. As you may know, Amish families live without things like email, chat room, CDs, and several other things, including no cars. Instead, they have to use horses. They don't even have television either. They simply live without electricity. They don't get it because radios, computers, or anything electrical gets in the way of trying to live a simple life. They don't want to be part of the modern world because it's too complicated and corrupt. They are united in their beliefs of the Bible, which is very sacred to them, and they follow it to the letter. But there are also some additional unwritten rules too, simply to live independently within their own community. Emma, our guest today, no longer lives in her community. Instead, she lives in Harlington, which is located in South Texas.
Now listen again.
Welcome to today's show. As always, at this time of the day, we'll have some special guests here. With today's program, we are going to start our new series, Living and Learning in Our Modern World. And for today's guests, we have Emma, who has grown up in an Amish community and has been educated in the Amish way of life. As you may know, Amish families live without things like email, chat room, CDs, and several other things, including no cars. Instead, they have to use horses. They don't even have television either. They simply live without electricity. They don't get it because radios, computers, or anything electrical gets in the way of trying to live a simple life. They don't want to be part of the modern world because it's too complicated and corrupt. They are united in their beliefs of the Bible, which is very sacred to them, and they follow it to the letter. But there are also some additional unwritten rules too, simply to live independently within their own community. Emma, our guest today, no longer lives in her community. Instead, she lives in Harlington, which is located in South Texas.